You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Tom Thumb for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Tom Thumb for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit tomthumb.com/4u for program details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Pat Lane. Pat is the co-host of the Pat's Nation podcast and writer for Pat's Pulpit of SB Nation. Those outlets are dedicated to covering New England Patriots content. On the program, we discuss the Patriots game against the Browns. Also, we discuss Mac Jones. We also talk Tom Brady, and we talk about the Patriots' next game against the Falcons and so much more. Pat is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered cooked-to-order Cane's Chicken Fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One love.
Get free shots for your dogs and cats Saturday, November 20th at Florida Parishes Arena, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rabies, distemper, parvo, FVRCP, vaccines all free of charge. For questions, call Tangipahoa Parish Animal Services at 985-543-0215.
What goes into making celebrations with your family great? Kohl's has the answer. Discover super comfy bedding from the Big One for your guest room. Keurig coffee brewers for mornings spent together. And Bissell floor care for cleaning up after the fun is over. Oh, and really great gift your family will love. Order online at Kohl's.com and choose fast and free store pickup or head to your nearest Kohl's store today.
On Veterans Day and every day, Boeing's community partners offer over 800 ways to support veterans and their families. Because our duty is to you. Learn more at Boeing.com/veterans. On Veterans Day and every day, Boeing's community partners offer over 800 ways to support veterans and their families. Because our duty is to you. Learn more at Boeing.com/veterans.
Whenever you need us, wherever you need us, Baton Rouge General is by your side through it all. From the moments that mean everything to the ones you never saw coming, we'll always be here, ready to serve you. And when our community called for our team to step up, we remained unwavering in our commitment to you. Because at Baton Rouge General, our patients are our number one priority. And we're in this together for the long haul. BRGeneral.org.
Get free shots for your dogs and cats Saturday, November 20th at Florida Parishes Arena, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rabies, distemper, parvo, FVRCP, vaccines all free of charge. For questions, call Tangipahoa Parish Animal Services at 985-543-0215.
And now, breaking news from migraine sufferer Whoopi Goldberg about Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams.
I got big news. Now Nurtec ODT is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. This is big time.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec ODT. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety information, prescribing information, and patient information, visit Nurtec.com. Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Nurtec, baby.
Still paying hundreds of dollars for prescription glasses? Let's change that. At Zenni.com, our factory direct model means no middlemen or outrageous markups. Just the same quality frames and lens options as the other guys for one-tenth the price. Zenni offers prescription glasses starting at $695, as well as affordable sunglasses, blue blockers, and more. The best part? Try any frame, anywhere, with our 3D virtual try-on. Visit Zenni.com today and change the way you buy glasses forever.
Get free shots for your dogs and cats Saturday, November 20th at Florida Parishes Arena, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rabies, distemper, parvo, FVRCP, vaccines all free of charge. For questions, call Tangipahoa Parish Animal Services at 985-543-0215.
What you doing?
Trying on glasses with Zenni's 3D virtual try-on.
Wow, that's pretty cool. But those glasses kind of make you look like your Uncle Bob.
Oh, not exactly the look I was going for. Okay, how about these clear glasses? Oh, or these round ones?
Very on trend. I like both on you.
You know, I also like these aviator sunglasses.
Wait, are those the actual prices? I say get all of them.
Seriously, why not, right?
Oh, now I want new glasses.
Zenni.com, quality prescription glasses starting at $6.95.
Whenever you need us, wherever you need us, Baton Rouge General is by your side through it all. From the moments that mean everything to the ones you never saw coming, we'll always be here, ready to serve you. And when our community called for our team to step up, we remained unwavering in our commitment to you. Because at Baton Rouge General, our patients are our number one priority. And we're in this together for the long haul. BRGeneral.org.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep, occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Only Wendy serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit.
Wendy's breakfast gets just a dollar.
So get a Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just a buck each.
Limited time only during breakfast hour. U.S. price of participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Includes honey butter chicken biscuit.
If you want to take your vehicle's performance to new heights, you got to give it peak. Like our original equipment technology, antifreeze, and coolant. Our formulas match the vehicle manufacturer's technology requirements so that we have the perfect match for every vehicle. That's one reason why Peak is among the fastest growing brands of coolant in America. We work harder to earn the trust of people like you every day. That's Peak Performance.
Some say their truck reflects who they are, dependable and reliable. That's why you trust Blue Def. Now the best just got better. Introducing Blue Def Platinum, a revolutionary innovation with advanced system shield technology to significantly reduce harmful deposits, to maintain fuel economy, save money on costly repairs, and sustain the life of your SCR system. There's only one Def to choose. Blue Def Platinum, the best just got better.
Whenever you need us, wherever you need us, Baton Rouge General is by your side through it all. From the moments that mean everything to the ones you never saw coming, we'll always be here, ready to serve you. And when our community called for our team to step up, we remained unwavering in our commitment to you. Because at Baton Rouge General, our patients are our number one priority. And we're in this together for the long haul. BRGeneral.org.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep, occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One love.
Get free shots for your dogs and cats Saturday, November 20th at Florida Parishes Arena, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rabies, distemper, parvo, FVRCP, vaccines all free of charge. For questions, call Tangipahoa Parish Animal Services at 985-543-0215.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Cars for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Cars for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Cars Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit carqc.com/foryou for program details.
Zenni's Blox lenses help to protect the eyes by keeping harmful blue light out. Because they're virtually clear, add Blox to any Zenni frame for stylish all-day protection. Get a complete pair of prescription or non-prescription Blox glasses starting at just $24. Protect your eyes now at Zenni.com.
But New England wanted to stay out of third and long. Dime package. Jones tosses it for a first down and hooking up with Hunter Henry for 12. Who doesn't like a nice special teams touchdown, Trell? Unless you're Jacksonville, right?
Unless you're Jacksonville, everyone else loves you.
Jacoby Myers with a snag.
And here in the early going, both playing to that level.
Stevenson remains in there, fakes the pitch. Jones looks downfield, nice touch on it. And he hits Aguilar. Second and goal. Jones, touch pass. A perfect find, Hunter Henry.
Although Garrett has gotten to the quarterback once on the pass rush.
Minimal blitzing from this Cleveland defense this season, 19.8% of the time. That's 26th in the NFL. Step up, Jones, got his man, Kendrick Bourne. Third down and 9, shotgun for Jones. Up in the air. Over the shoulder, Jacoby Myers secures it.
That's not going to come out. Now, we'll see more of that as he develops. But right now, just don't turn it over.
And to that, touchdown! A strike to Bourne!
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. And again, that was the New England Patriots with an impressive win over the Cleveland Browns in Week 10 of the 2021 NFL season. And to talk more about that game, as well as rookie sensation Mac Jones, and also the Patriots' upcoming game that they have coming up against the Atlanta Falcons, we want to welcome to the program the co-host of the Pats Nation podcast, which is dedicated to all things related to the New England Patriots. And also he is a writer for Pat's Pulpit, which is also dedicated to the New England Patriots, for SB Nation, Pat Lane. Let's welcome Pat to the program. Hey, Pat, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ed, how's it going? Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So no problem at all as well. Thank you so much, sir, once again, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump right to it. What were your takeaways from the Patriots' victory over the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, it was a beatdown, what it was. It was unbelievable. I mean, to see them play the way they played, and, you know, of course, listen, does Baker Mayfield have some issues? Absolutely. But Cleveland came into that game looking like a playoff team. And, you know, to see them go down the field 84 yards that first drive and then have 31 yards of total offense until garbage time after that drive was completely unbelievable. And the Patriots, I think, punted once that game. So they just completely dominated. And the big thing for me with Mac is that, you know, and I know we'll get more into Mac, but, like, Patriots' first drive of the game, they're down 7-0. Browns had just walked all over them down the field for a touchdown, and the Patriots are facing 3rd and 8 right away, right, on the verge of going 3 and out. And he's calm, cool, collected, and hits Hunter Henry for a 12-yard pass. And then 3 plays later, they're facing 3rd and 6 and, you know, could get off the field without scoring, and hits Kendrick Bourne for a 7-yard pass and picks up a first down. And he's just completely unfazed by the pressure that's put on him. And, you know, making the throws that he's being asked to make, he just has no problem doing it. And I've been incredibly impressed.
Yeah, we've all been impressed by the play of Mac Jones. We're going to talk more about him a little bit later, but I want to continue more with the offensive side. The running game was really impressive in this game. Ramondre Stevenson had 20 carries for 100 yards, and he had 2 rushing touchdowns in this contest. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Ramondre and his performance in this game.
You know, he's a guy for me that, you know, I was happy about when they drafted him. I thought he'd look like a good player. But he's really surprised me with how well he's played as a rookie. Typically, if you're a rookie in New England, you don't get many carries as a running back, you know, when you're a rookie. Damian Harris got, you know, full redshirt season when he was a rookie. And really, you know, in recent history, before Lawrence Maroney, it was Tony Michel, who they drafted literally for their playoff run, and obviously had a great rookie season. But you know, typically rookies don't get to play very often. And this kid has really shown, I think his contact is amazing. I mean, he almost never goes down with the first hit. And there were a few plays, you know, the play where they were, you know, stacked up against the goal line, you know, they took over at the 1 yard line. He gets hit in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage and picks up 5 yards somehow. And he just finds a way to get through that first hit and keep his balance and keep up and fall a few extra yards. And I was incredibly impressed by it. And I think Harris is a very good running back too. And to have the two of them, kind of those big bruising backs who still have a little bit of speed as well and can get the ball out of the backfield. I think Stevens is a better receiver out of the backfield. You saw him at points line up in the slot and catch passes. So, you know, to have the two of them at running back, even after losing a guy like James White, to have the two of them at running back and with Brandon Bolden bringing to the team right now, I think Patriots have arguably one of the best running back, I would say, rooms in the league at this point right now.
All right, I want to move along now to the wide receiver position. Receivers have been kind of have been pretty stagnant for the last couple of years for New England, especially with the recent retirement of Julian Edelman. But it seems that they've kind of gotten on track on the receiver side. Kendrick Bourne, a quality free agent coming over from San Francisco, and of course you have Jacoby Myers as well. Kendrick in this game had 4 catches for 98 yards and he had a touchdown, and also Jacoby Myers had 4 catches for 49 yards and a touchdown. And Nelson Agholor in this game, of course, was the free agent coming over from Las Vegas. He only had 2 catches for 21 yards. But just give me your take on Kendrick, Jacoby, and Nelson and in their play so far this year.
Yeah, I've been reasonably happy with it. Agholor is fine. He's great, but he's fine. I think Bourne, he's become a fan favorite around here because he just plays with so much energy. He's so happy all the time. He brings great energy to, you know, to wherever he is. He had a little dance party on the sideline during the blowout on Sunday. And he's got a great smile, and he brings that, like, great positive energy to the team. And I think that's a huge thing for the Patriots. People love him around here, and he's played well. You know, he not only got the 98 yards receiving, but he also had 3 carries for like 48 yards. He had he had 3 quality reverses that he was able to run as well. So he was probably the best playmaker. Obviously, that great catch at the goal line for a touchdown. So, you know, it's good to see that from him. Troy Myers is fine. Look, you know, he got up the stride finally. His 135th career catch is his first career touchdown. So it's cool to see that happen. And obviously, the whole team kind of in the end zone celebrating him as well. Their receiving core is fine. It's average. It's certainly not great, but it's average, and they get enough done. And a guy that, you know, on the receiving end hasn't necessarily done much is N'Keal Harry, but he, as a run blocker, here's a guy who basically his agent requested a trade in the offseason and kind of looked like, you know, he had some bad blow with Belichick and who knows what was going on and this and that. And he has just accepted the role as the blocking wide receiver. And he doesn't care that he's not running around. He's out there celebrating blocks. And that's the type of thing that you love to see from a guy because he has accepted his role. He's the first-round wide receiver. Everyone expects him to be great. And so that can weigh on you. But he has said, you know what, the team needs me to do this, and I'm doing it. And I think that is what the Patriots have been about for the last, you know, 22 years with Bill Belichick, where they've just said, you know, this may not be what I want to do, what I think I can do, but the coaches are asking me to do this, and I'm going to do the absolute best of my ability to get this done, and I'm going to put everything I have into doing that. And that's what N'Keal has done as a blocker. It's really opened things up for the Patriots because, you know, he comes out there, and he's blocking Myles Garrett by himself on Sunday, and that's the type of stuff where, you know, Stevenson runs the rush around the edge. He takes out Myles Garrett. And then Wynn and Johnson are able to kind of get out on the edge and make some blocks for Stevenson touchdown after the Cal Duggar pick. And that's the type of stuff that doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but it's huge for the Patriots. And, you know, to see a guy really buy into his role, even when it's not exactly what he might have wanted, is huge for them.
All right, and then while we're with the receiving core for a moment, man, you know, the Patriots within their recent history, with their history of that organization, they've had some really great tight ends. with the likes of Ben Coates. Of course, we know about Rob Gronkowski. And now they've got a quality one with Hunter Henry. And Hunter Henry's made his presence felt this year so far. Just give me your thoughts on Hunter and what he brings to the table as a part of the Patriots offense.
Yeah, I mean, he's been blocking as well, too, which is good. They require that out of their tight ends, and he's been doing a pretty good job doing that. But he just he's been savvy getting open. His touchdown was great. He shook the safety on him, and Mac, you know, kind of led the middle linebacker with his eyes to the other direction and left Henry wide open on that second touchdown. On the first touchdown, he initiates some contact in the end zone and just runs a perfect corner route. And it's basically an unstoppable play because of the body position that Hunter Henry uses. And he just, you know, he's not putting up crazy numbers every week. He's not, you know, going for 150 yards receiving or anything like that, but he's a reliable target in big. He's been, you know, a consistent, I think he has seven receiving touchdowns, and every single one of them come in the red zone. Like, that's what they've been missing. And to have that now from this guy, a consistent target, him and Mac Jones are neighbors. And it shows, right? Their chemistry is legit, right? And I think they hang out off the field as well, and they see each other a lot, and that chemistry is real. And he's definitely one of those guys that he trusts. I'd love to see them. Jonnu Smith, of course, was out last weekend. I'd love to see Jonnu. I thought Jonnu would be the big guy in this offense. I thought he'd get a ton of run. I thought he'd have the ball in his hands all the time. It hasn't really materialized the way I thought it would, the way most people thought it would. I'm hoping that will improve over time. But to be getting this out of Hunter Henry right now is invaluable to the team. And he's one of those guys that is kind of a linchpin for the passing.
Tight end position is very important in the NFL. You know, we have Travis Kelce, and, of course, there's George Kittle. And as I mentioned earlier, a gentleman that used to play in New England, and Rob Gronkowski. But Hunter Henry, you definitely have to put him up there. Very underrated, so definitely we'll keep our eyes and our ears open for Hunter going forward. And as you mentioned, the other tight end, Jonnu Smith, who still got a lot of ball left to play coming over from Tennessee. I want to move over now to the other side of the ball, Pat, and that's the defensive side. Kyle Van Noy, man, Kyle has he's made a difference. He's been one of the anchors of the Patriots' D for a long time right now. In this game, he had five tackles to go along with one sack in the win against Cleveland. Just give me your thoughts on Kyle's performance in this game and his overall play so far this year.
Yeah, he's a guy who I was initially pretty low on coming into the season. I thought maybe he had lost a little bit of a step, and you know, he's done a really nice job at. He's been one of the key guys to stopping the run. He's been a passing guy, but he's been really good at stopping the run. He's not great in pass coverage, but he's been really good at stopping the run. He obviously got after the passer and had a sack this week, but, you know, he's been active in the passing game, knocking down balls to the line of scrimmage. He's done a really good job setting the edge. And, you know, to have guys like that, you know, he's playing very well. Juwan Bentley's doing a great job at what he's being asked to do as well. Hightower, you know, those are guys. Those are three guys there that are not the most athletic guys, not the fastest guys. You're not going to ask them to, you know, they're not great in coverage, any three of those guys. But what they are is very smart, and they fill the gaps they need to fill, and they get to the spots they need to get to. And, you know, in the type of defense the Patriots run, that's super important to have those guys that understand the system and understand what they're seeing in front of them and can make the right play and be in the right spot. And so, you know, Van Noy and Hightower and Bentley struggled last year in the Hightower role, but when he's in the role that he's supposed to be in, which is primarily the run-stopping middle linebacker, he excels in that role. And you've kind of seen it over and over and over from him, you know, making plays in the backfield, making plays in the line of scrimmage. He's done a great job of that. And like you say, Van Noy kind of setting that edge on the running game, and then bringing some of that passing game, whether it's getting pressures or just getting a hand in there and knocking passes down. He's had five or six batted balls to line of scrimmage this year. So, you know, he's a guy who physically isn't as good as he used to be, but mentally is still all there and can really help him on the field.
All right, and you mentioned a couple of the other names that on the defensive side, and in this game in Cleveland, Juwan Bentley was the leading tackler. He had six tackles followed by Dante Hightower, had four tackles, and he had a half a sack in this game. And Dietrich Wise Jr. had three tackles and a half a sack in this contest. Just give me your thoughts. I know you touched on it, but just kind of touch a little bit more on Jawan, Dante, and Dietrich, because, again, along with Kyle Van Noy, they're the veterans on the defensive side. Just kind of give me more of your thoughts on their performance in this game and just what they've done so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been really happy with what they've done. Wise is another guy who, you know, isn't necessarily – he's not a great player, but he does – he's consistent and he's reliable. And, again, that's Belichick, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for guys that are consistent and he's looking for guys that are reliable. And for a long time, we didn't have that, right? And now we're able to get that. Obviously, Matthew Judon's out there. He, in my opinion, is the best player on the Patriots defense, arguably the best player on the Patriots team. He's been unbelievable. He may not win Defensive Player of the Year, but he's a guy that should be in the conversation with Defensive Player of the Year simply because of everything that he does on a consistent basis. He's so good against the run. He's so good against the pass. He has like a billion pressures this year. He's a guy who kind of sets everything up on the edge. And then Christian Barmore in the middle has been great as well. And so, you know, once you get all the guys playing well, Devon Godshaw has been good against the run. So, you know, you mentioned Hightower, you mentioned Bentley, you mentioned Wise, and then when all those guys are playing well together, when you got six, seven, eight guys in the middle that are in that kind of in the front, all playing well, and you can rotate those guys in and out, that's when you start to look at it and say, this defense can go from a good defense, an above average defense, to an elite defense because of all the help. It's not just, hey, this guy is dominant, but the rest of the team isn't great. No, it's seven or eight guys that are all being reliable, that are all making plays, and that is where this defense has a chance to go from okay to really good.
All right, and then also I want to get on the secondary for a moment. Kyle Duggar, in this game, he had five tackles to go along with an interception. Just give me your thoughts on Kyle and his performance in this game and what he's done so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, Duggar's a stud. He's a stud. Him and at the safety position as well as Adrian Phillips, is those two guys, for me, have really kind of done exactly what the Patriots need them to do, right? They're good in the running game. They've been solid in the passing game as well. They give you another guy that's in the box that can stop the run if they have to, but can also play the pass. And I think that that's something that is huge for them because the Patriots will get into situations where you look at it and say, okay, you know, we don't have much of a choice here. We got to go. We got to, you know, stuff this guy. We got to stop this guy. We got to, you know, we got to play this particular defense. We'll bring in an extra safety. But if they're going to run on us, we can still get after it and stop the run. So, you know, Duggar's a guy who, rookie last year, of course, makes a huge leap from Lenore Ryan at D2 to play for the Patriots last year. You know, obviously was fly last year after Patrick Chung retired. After Patrick Chung sat out for the year because of COVID, and then he retired this offseason as well. So it's like, okay, he's thrown right into the fire, and he kind of looked good right off the bat. He's had a good year this year. His counting numbers maybe aren't as high as others, you know, as maybe some of us would have wanted. Good to see him get a few picks in the last few weeks to kind of cement that as well. So he's definitely one of those guys. And like I said, Adrian Phillips is playing a similar type role. You know, from that kind of strong safety spot, and they've both played extremely well so far for the Patriots.
And the defensive backs, I know there's some young guns on that roster, as we talked about earlier with Kyle Duggar, but Devin McCourty has really been the mainstay. He's really the leader of that secondary. Just give me your thoughts on Devin and his leadership skills. In this season with New England?
Well, McCourty's a guy, like, I don't think he should ever be allowed to retire. Like, he just can't. He's like a coach on the field at this point. Like, he understands everything that's going on. He's still incredibly fast. And he gets everyone in the position they need to get into, right? He's like that quarterback of the defense where he's kind of telling people, okay, this is what we got to get to. This is what we see. All right, this is what's going on. And, you know, you see that on a consistent basis from him where, you know, not just the guys that we lost without him, but to have a guy that knowledgeable and that smart in the back, at the back end of your defense, just gives you peace of mind because you know that you're not going to give up a big play because he's going to step in there and make a play. And he had a terrible play against Houston where he uncharacteristically tried to make a play instead of making the right play, and they gave up a long touchdown pass. Very, very rarely does that happen with him. To see that type of consistent play from him has been great, because it's something for the Patriots that they really need, because they just depend on that. Belichick depends on him to be that consistent player that he is, and he does a great job of it.
You mentioned it, Pat, and we talked about the, on the defensive side with Bentley Wise and Hightower, and it's all about consistency and reliability, and that's what Coach Belichick likes. And Devin McCourty has been that and then some for the Patriots during his time in Foxborough. And speaking of being pretty consistent this year for his rookie year, Mac Jones, there were a lot of teams, there were 14 teams that drafted in front of New England, and Mac landed on New England's lap. Of course, we know about Brady no longer down in Tampa now, so Jacksonville, New York Jets, San Francisco, they all took quarterbacks early in the first round. And, of course, Justin Fields got drafted by Chicago, and Mac Jones wound up becoming the 15th overall pick. I got to ask you this. This is a two-part question. First question is, what was your reaction when you heard that the Patriots had drafted Jones? And the second question is, what's your grade so far for his rookie year this year?
So it's funny. We, at Pat's Pulpit, this year was the first year we do it, but we're going to be doing it consistently as a live stream during the draft. So we were on live during the draft, and we had, a lot of us at Pat's Pulpit had unabashedly had fallen in love with Justin Fields and wanted Justin Fields terribly. And so at 11, when they announced it was a trade coming up and that someone was probably going to go take a quarterback, we all wanted to be the Patriots to move up and take Justin Fields. And, of course, it wasn't, ended up being the Bears, which we weren't happy about, right? And so, so they draft Mac, and it's like, okay, it's not Mac, not the player. It's not necessarily the guy we wanted, but he's our guy now, so obviously we're going to hope for the best. My, honestly, thing with Mac Jones, and my biggest hesitation with Mac Jones is that what he does is very similar to what Brady does, right? It is that he's smart, he makes the right decision, he makes the right reads. And so my biggest hesitation with him was that, well, we just had Tom Brady for 20 years. You can't possibly draft the next guy and have him be just like the old guy and have him be anywhere near as good. How is that even humanly possible, right? And so that was truly my biggest hesitation with him. As kind of dumb as that sounds, it just kind of felt like just because he looks like Tom Brady doesn't mean he actually is Tom Brady, right? And so that was kind of my biggest hesitation. But he's been great. I don't know how anyone can give him anything other than an A right now as a rookie. He doesn't look like a rookie. He doesn't play like a rookie. He's consistently making the reads that he needs to make. And you throw wall. You could go 3-and-out here. You're inside your own 20-yard line. The games get away from you really quick. And it just doesn't faze him. The Cowboys game, the Cowboys miss a field goal. You're up late in the game, right? You get the ball back. First play. You throw, not a great pass, but a pass that probably should have been caught by Kendrick Bourne. Diggs picks it off and runs it back to touchdown. Now all of a sudden you're losing. And so that's it. 90% of quarterbacks, forget all rookies, 90% of quarterbacks in the league are going to the tank after that. They're saying, oh, my God, that, what a terrible play. I can't believe it. We were just about to win. Now he's lost. It's a huge game. What does he do? He comes back the very next play, throws to the same wide receiver with the same cornerback and throws a 75-yard touchdown strike. And that's the type of stuff that you can't teach that. That's just, you either have that or you don't have that. And Matt has that. And that's one of those things where nothing fazes him. He's not afraid. He doesn't play with any fear. And right now, we got crazy visions right now in New England seeing this kid play the way he's been playing. And if he continues to play the way he's been playing, and if they can run the ball the way they've been running it the last month or so, month and a half or so, they're going to be a real tough team to come down the stretch.
Yeah, it seems that he's gotten better week by week, as you said, Pat. And I want to stay just with Mac again for a moment. We know that he won a national championship at the University of Alabama, and his head coach was Nick Saban. And I want to know, do you think him having that championship pedigree, being down in Tuscaloosa and him coming up to Foxborough, Do you think that's prepared him for his success in the NFL? We know about the close friendship that Bill Belichick and Nick Saban has. Do you think that Belichick-Saban connection, do you think that's had a major impact in his quick development?
I think so. But I think, you know, you also got to understand, too, you look at when's the last time you had a dominant quarterback come out of Alabama? You know, like, I don't know. Tua has been up and down. Jalen Hurts is a good fantasy quarterback, but the jury's still out on whether he's actually a good NFL quarterback, right? And so it's kind of like, you know, yes, obviously, listen, having Nick Saban as a head coach, and we all know what Alabama does every seems like year in and year out, right? So, but it also takes the mentality of the player, right? And, you know, the fact that he is similar to Brady in the fact that he just, he's a perfectionist. He wants to get every single thing right. If they don't run it right in practice, as a rookie in his first training camp, if they didn't run a play right, he's calling the back in the huddle saying, nope, we got to get it done right. So career, and he's calling the, you know, his players back in the huddle saying, nope, that wasn't right, we got to run it again. And, like, that's the type of stuff for him that he has that thing that not everyone has, right? Some people just have those gifts, and, like, the rest of it just comes so easy that you don't necessarily need that. Max has that extra gear, but he has to get everything right. He has to prepare. He outworks everybody. And that's the type of stuff that, you know, I think has prepared him so well for this spot. Of course, having Saban and being in Alabama and playing against and with the competition that he played, you know, the level of competition that he played at is so huge that, you know, playing Sunday afternoon against, you know, against the Browns is like, okay, it's a big deal, but it's not as big of a deal because I've played in these games my whole life, you know. So, but still, you have to have the type of mentality that he has. And I think that, you know, obviously the Saban connection has certainly helped, but him more so than anything else.
Well, when the Mac Jones era is in full swing in New England, and speaking of an era, it was the end of an era, 20 years with TB12 Tom Brady. I got to ask you, where were you week four on October the 3rd of this year?
Oh, I was there. I was in the stadium watching. So
what was
fun.
That like? What was that like?
It was wild. It was wild, and you know, I thought Kraft said it best. Kraft was on one of the shows, and I don't remember what show it was, but he was on one of the ESPN shows, and he just said, "Look, they were like, is it going to be weird for you? Is it going to be a hard day or a confusing day for you?" And he goes, "Look, there's no confusion. There's no confusion. Like, we love Tom. We wish the absolute best for Tom. We have nothing but love for Tom. We always will love Tom." But we're the Patriots. We want to win. We love Brady. We'll always love Brady. Nothing will ever change that. But we're rooting for the Patriots because we're the Patriots, right? And so I felt the same way. I love Tom. You know, obviously, like Brady's the GOAT. He's the greatest, and obviously did more for the Patriots than any player ever. But when you play him as an opponent, you want to win, right? And so, winning that game would have been so unbelievable. And you know, it almost happened. They almost pulled it off. I'm still convinced. I was mad about that, about kicking that field goal, because I'm still convinced even if Nick Foles hits that crazy field goal that Brady does and down the field and they score a field goal and win the game anyways, because that's what Brady does. So fortunately, we didn't have to deal, or maybe fortunately, I guess, we didn't have to deal with that, you know, long touchdown or long field goal to end the game. And lose in a heartbreaking fashion. But it was cool. It was cool being there and you know, being able to cheer for him kind of that one last time. I mean, at this rate, I guess you never know. But they won't be back here for another 4 years. So you would assume by that time he'll have retired. So we won't get to cheer him again until he's retired.
Wow, I tell you what, I watched that game, and I mean the marketing, the hype behind that game was truly phenomenal, man. I mean, NBC really promoted the thing out of that game, and that definitely was an exciting game, and it lived up to the hype. And it was the second most watched game in the history of NBC Sunday Night Football. So
yeah,
we go from TB12 now to Mac Jones, and the future is now. So the Patriots' next game will be against the Atlanta Falcons. So Atlanta, they were embarrassed by the Dallas Cowboys, and you know, Atlanta, we know about their pedigree. They've got a great quarterback, former league MVP, and Matt Ryan. So I got to ask you this, Pat. What do you think the Patriots defense needs to do to shut down Matt Ryan and the Falcons offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, right? The Falcons right now they're struggling right now because it looks like with his ankle injury, Cordell Patterson isn't going to play, which is a huge blow for them. Obviously, Calvin Ridley, unfortunately, had to take time off away from football for his mental health. So we hope, obviously, that he gets better and gets the help that he needs. But, you know, when you look at the offense, Russell Gage is their number one receiver, and Mike Davis, who played well last year in Carolina, is their number one running back. And, you know, they are struggling offensively. And so really what I think is it's Kyle Pitts. It comes down to Kyle Pitts and stopping, putting the clamps on Kyle Pitts. And I would bracket coverage, double cover him on every single play, and make Russell Gage and whoever else they even have. I don't even know who they have, the wide receiver outside of Russell Gage. Make whoever else it is beat you because the only guy that can't beat you is Kyle Pitts, right? Take away the number one thing, definitely Kyle Pitts. So take him away and then worry about everybody else after that and kind of, you know, kind of see where it goes. I'm hoping it's a big win for the Patriots. This is the perfect spot for a letdown game. It's a perfect spot for a letdown game. The Patriots have won 4 in a row. They've outscored their opponents 150-50 in the last 4 games. They've been killing teams, just killing teams. Meanwhile, Atlanta gets blown out last week against Dallas, who you almost beat a few weeks back. So you're looking at it saying, this is it. We're going to roll this team, right? But now you're going on the road Thursday night. You got Tennessee coming up. You got Tennessee and Buffalo coming up, two of the biggest games of the season coming up after this game. It's very easy to look past this team. But you can't. You can't. Look what happened 2 weeks ago. Buffalo loses to Jacksonville. And then less than a week ago, right, on Thursday night, Baltimore loses to Miami in Miami, right? Two good teams losing to two bad teams. Have that happen again. If you're the Patriots, you have to go out there and take care of business down in Atlanta. I think they will, because I think they will be focused for that game. But that's a situation where if you're talking about, you know, a letdown game, this is like a perfect letdown game, a perfect trap game for the Patriots. They just can't fall into it, right? They just got to show up, play the way they've been playing, do what they've been doing offensively and defensively, and they'll be all right. But they just have to put that work in to make sure that they don't overlook this team.
All right, fair enough. And let's move along to the other side of the ball. We know the Patriots offense, I mean, Mac Jones currently has the hot hand right now. And, of course, they have a solid running game. So we know the Falcons defense has not been good for quite a while right now. So in your opinion, Pat, what can the Patriots offense do to get points against the Falcons defense?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. Impose your will, right? Do what you've been doing on a consistent basis, right? Continue to impose your will. Continue to play the way you've been playing. Run the ball. And those runs, you know, they're going to set things up for you. Now, the nice thing about this, the only guy that didn't participate in practice today, and again, this is a this is one of those, I guess, did they participate, did they not? Yesterday was kind of like a fake one because they didn't actually practice yesterday, but they did actually practice today. Damien Harris, who didn't practice yesterday, did practice today. Limited practice, but still practice today. You could be getting Harris back. So if you get the, you know, kind of that battering ram of Harris and Stevenson, you run the ball again, you get Jakob Johnson on the field a bunch, and you run it down their throat with those two guys, and then you have Mac and what he's been doing, which is efficiently get the ball out quickly. I mean, he had under 200 yards passing last week. Like, he doesn't have to throw the ball a ton, but he's been making the right reads and making the right throws when he needs to. And so he gets in those positions and you say, okay, we're going to trust you to get us first downs when we need you to. We're going to trust you to go over the top sometimes if you need to. But in the meantime, we're going to run the heck out of this ball, right? And I think that's going to be the game plan again. Impose your will offensively. Trent Brown is back. You got on Wenu again. Just, you know, try to ram that ball down their throat as much as you can during the week. You know, Sneakers will be doing the rest of the year.
Awesome, and he heard it from him. He's Pat Lane, the co-host of the Pat's Nation podcast and also the writer for Pat's Pulpit for SB Nation. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do with Pat's Nation Pod as well as Pat's Pulpit.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Always love talking Patriots. So I'm any of you on Twitter, I'm at TLane_Pats on Twitter. Always talking Patriots and sometimes Marvel and all sorts of stuff like that. So and then, you know, Pat's Nation Podcast, we do go out. So Pat's Pulpit, we have kind of an umbrella. So we have three shows that come out throughout the week. So we have, if you subscribe to our podcast, Pat's Pulpit on anywhere, really, YouTube, iTunes, anywhere, those places, right? You get podcasts like every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and Friday. So we have shows coming out almost every day. Some weeks it is every day. So you get a bunch of podcasts up there for you and get your Patriots fix.
Awesome. And I got to ask you this. We know there's a lot of great NFL cities out there. There's Kansas City, there's Buffalo, there's New Orleans, there's Chicago and Green Bay, just to name a few. But what makes a Patriots tailgate so unique?
Well, you know, it's funny. The Patriots tailgates are fun because, you know, we're all there. And I've been going now since I was 1993, since I've been going. So I was nine, and I've been going. I've been at every game, pretty much every game since the year 2000. The thing is that, you know, it's only season ticket holders for the most part, right? It's the same people week in and week out, right? Because the whole stadium is season ticket holders. And some, of course, some people sell their tickets. But for the most part, every week you're getting the same people there, right? And I think that's kind of what makes it fun for me, is that you kind of get out there and you kind of see the same type of people and you're around the same type of people. And so it's a lot of fun. It's a good time. And, you know, we get there early. We're there early, and a lot of people stay late. And, you know, it's a great time. It's a good take. The stadium is beautiful. Gillette is a beautiful stadium, and the atmosphere is good. But it's also not – it's not like Philly, right? As an opposing – if you go in there to cheer on an opposing team, you'll hear some from the fans and stuff, but no one's going to fight you, right? So, like, but we'll give you some good-natured ribbing and stuff, of course, but you know, you don't have to worry about getting sucker punched either. So, which is always nice.
Okay. Well, I got to ask you, what are the differences between Foxborough Stadium and Gillette Stadium?
Oh my God. So all right. So here's what happened, right? Foxborough Stadium had 3,000 people. Gillette Stadium, because they added the luxury boxes, they tripled the area. So they tripled the size of the stadium and basically kept the same amount of people. And so what they did is opened it up a lot more. You walk out of Gillette Stadium and it was like you were like a sardine can, and everyone's crammed in together. And of course it gets crowded at Gillette, but you have some room to breathe. You have some room to walk around. You know, they got the Putnam Club on the field that you can get into, and they have some luxury boxes which are gorgeous. And you know, the whole feel of it is really nice and cool. They got the bridge, which is the great picture of like the bridge and the lighthouse. I sit next to the bridge and the lighthouse, so I'm looking at. Unfortunately, I don't get to look at the lighthouse. I get to look at the six Super Bowl banners, but you know, no big deal. But you know, it's one of those things that it's a really nice place to go. And like I said, it's kids friendly for the most part, which is nice. You can bring the family. And so, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we're able to, I'm one of the loudest guys in my section. As a matter of fact, my wife refuses to go to the game with me because I'm too loud. I'm always yelling. I'm known as one of the loudest guys in my section. I'm not swearing. We're not get overly aggressive. We just yell because we're passionate. Right. So, it's a lot of fun, but I'll tell you what, I don't miss the metal benches at Foxborough Stadium. I'll tell you that much. We used to sit on the metal benches, we got actual seats in Gillette, which is nice.
Well, I want to ask you, Kansas City has the barbecue, and New Orleans has the great food there, and Buffalo has its chicken wings. I know the New England area has its clam chowder and its quahog clams and things of that nature. I got to ask you, what are the items that are served that are normally eaten at a Patriots tailgate?
So now it depends. It depends on the tailgate, right? Some people come do it big and do the chowder and everything else. But for us, we always start with kielbasa. Always start with the kielbasa. We've been doing that for years. And then, you know, we have either a chicken or steak tips. We had chili this week. We'll do some pork roast sometimes. We had lamb chops this week. So we try to mix it up. We do some little shrimp little shrimp cocktail sometimes. So we try to, you know, try to get a little bit of everything, right? We get some chips in there, so maybe a little bit of dessert sometimes. So we try to do a little five course barbecue meal there. So it's you know, and again, everyone kind of does it a little bit differently, right? Some people bring like a full grill. Some people got the TVs and everything else, and they got the whole setup and everything. For us, it's just kind of like we got two little portable grills, and we you know, we grill it, like I say, it's always the kielbasa, and then it's every now and again we'll throw in, you know, some chili or some chowder or you know, or something like that. But yeah, it's always a good time.
No lobster?
No lobster. No, not here. Although I've seen people do it. But we have not done it. But I've seen people do it. Yeah, it's pretty funny when they're like dropping lobster down in the parking lot. So
I got you. Well, I know at Lambeau Field, the Packers always play the song Bang the Drum by Todd Rundgren. What's the symbolism behind the outfield playing the song by the outfield, Your Love, at Patriots games?
So that's the thing that started with Scott Zolak. And Zoe is kind of like, you know, he's something else, that guy. He's the color commentator for the Patriots radio. He's also a talk show host during the week. Former Patriot, you know, back in the mid '90s, and he just, for whatever reason, he's like a hard rock guy and, you know, a classic rock guy, and they started playing it, and then they started singing it with him. People started singing it with him, and now anytime there's any sort of blowout going, they always play that song, and it gets people going. So it's that's a good one, yeah.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Pat Lane, the co-host of the Pats Nation podcast and also a writer for Pat's Pulpit for SB Nation. And one more time, Pat, let the listeners know where they can find you on social media, as well as Pat's Nation Pod, also Pat's Pulpit, SB Nation, any websites you want to pump up, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you having me on, like I said. So it is at @PLane_Pats on Twitter. And then Pats Nation Pod, so @PatsNationPod, and then @PatsPulpit as well. So, and we try to have fun. Obviously, you know, we're there and we're breaking down the game. We try to be as level-headed as possible and not too reactionary, although during the games I'm pretty reactionary. After the games, not so much, but during the games I get a little passionate and say some things, maybe a little out of pocket, But, you know, in the moment, it is what it is. You know, that's the way. I'm a prisoner of the moment during the games. But afterwards, I can think clearly. But during the games, I go red sometimes. But it's fun. we have fun with it, and we try to make some jokes and make it fun, because at the end of the day, it's sports, and we should be fun. You know, and so we try to have some fun with it and not take ourselves too seriously. So we have a good time.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of sports, man. Regardless of race or whatever, man, it brings people together for a little while, man, and it gives an opportunity to detox and de-stress a little bit and enjoy a great game. And you heard it from him. He's Pat Lane. Pat, thank you so much once again, man. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Hey, thanks, man. Anytime. You let me know, all right, man?
All right, you got it, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is what New England wanted to stay out of, third and long. Dime package. Jones tosses it for a first down and hooking up with Hunter Henry for 12. Who doesn't like a nice special teams touchdown, Trell? Unless you're Jacksonville. Right?
Unless you're Jacksonville, everyone else loves you.
Jacoby Myers with a snag.
And here in the early going, both playing to that level.
Stevenson remains in there, fakes the pitch. Jones looks downfield, nice touch on it. And he hits Aguilar. Second and goal. Jones. Touch pass. Touchdown! A perfect find. Hunter Henry.
Although Garrett has gotten to the quarterback once on the pass rush.
Minimal blitzing from this Cleveland defense this season. 19.8% of the time. That's 26th in the NFL. Step up. Jones. Got his man. Kendrick Bourne. Third down and 9. Shotgun for Jones. Up in the air. Over the shoulder, Jacoby Myers secures it. That's not going to come out. Now, we'll see more of that as he develops. But right now, just don't turn it over.
And to that, touchdown! A strike to Bourne!
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you guys work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's Chicken Fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One love.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's Chicken Fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you guys work here now?
Side hustle, baby. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you guys work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's Chicken Fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you guys work here now?
Side hustle, baby. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you guys work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you guys work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Pat Lane, the co-host of the Pats Nation podcast and writer for Pat's Pulpit of SB Nation, giving us the 411 on what's currently going on with the New England Patriots. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.